at 6:06. It is clear and 75 degrees in Tulsa. We have an ozone alert posted for us today. We're expecting sunshine and 93 this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News. We begin this morning over in Broken Arrow. All of the water samples have been collected in Broken Arrow and have now been sent to the lab for tests. Until those results are back and they are good, the boil advisory remains in effect for Broken Arrow. This all follows a massive waterline break between Pryor and Broken Arrow earlier in the week. Now, Broken Arrow's Stephanie Higgins says the part to repair the line had to be manufactured because it was on back order.
The piece of line that we had to replace was a 20-inch line. We did not have that in stock. We have had one ordered for 4 months.
The city manager of Broken Arrow, Tom Moten, told the city council there yesterday that he wants to be certain the water quality is fine before lifting the boil advisory.
The other 360-odd days of the year, we have absolute confidence that our water is meeting the standards. And as far as it meets the standards, we can say we have confidence that it's devoid of those contaminants that are regulated. In this case, we cannot say that without absolute certainty.
The boil advisory forced all restaurants to close and convenience stores to stop selling any water-based drinks in Broken Arrow. The Tulsa Health Department's food program manager, Debbie Watts, says there are certain steps that businesses must take before they can reopen once the advisory is lifted. For example, she says ice makers.
Clean the lines, clean the equipment, clean and sanitize everything to ensure that any potential contaminants do not get into the products that they serve their customers.
She says it's a good idea for people with personal ice makers and home refrigerators to dump that ice, clean the system, and start fresh. We'll continue to monitor the situation in Broken Arrow. We'll have updates throughout the day today, both here on air and online at publicradiotulsa.org. Plans for Tulsa's newest park to be developed along the Arkansas River are being revealed next week. Donors and architects will present plans to residents Tuesday night at the downtown Tulsa Community College campus. The project, called a gathering place by its designers, is being led by the George Kaiser Family Foundation, which committed $50 million for the purchase of 55 acres of land next to the river parks and the pedestrian bridge. Well, the eastbound bridge over the Arkansas River on 244 is being replaced. The Oklahoma Department of Transportation's Kenna Carmone says expect congestion for the next 2 years.
We are going in right now for the next month. Our crews will be working on building some crossover detours for the westbound bridge and also on the south leg of the interdispersal loop.
Unlike the new westbound bridge, the eastbound bridge will not be a double-decker structure. The project is costing $41 million, and Carmone says the current bridge is obsolete and structurally deficient. The World Pinto Championship is underway at Tulsa's Expo Square.
It's billed as the world's largest gathering of pinto horses, ponies, and miniatures. There are nearly 1,000 entries in the competition, covering most disciplines, including Western, English, and saddle seat. The miniatures draw a lot of attention. Dr. Lindsay Gibson from Albuquerque shows the miniatures.
These are registered American miniature horses, along with being registered in the Pinto Association. So they are 34 inches and under.
The competition, which lasts until June 22nd, is expected to pump millions of dollars into the local economy. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
Our weather forecast and ozone alert for us today, sunny and hot, 93 for a high, mostly clear and mild tonight, 73 for a low. Now at 6:10, it is clear and 75. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News.